I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, June 12th. Why the president's son is on Capitol Hill today and why big tech could be in trouble. Plus how the U.S. just made World Cup history and what to expect from air taxis in just a few years. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll testify to a Senate committee for a second time behind closed doors, so it won't be public. The Washington Post says he'll be asked about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer. The questions and testimony are expected to last about 4 hours. At the same time in the House, Democrats could now take their subpoena fights to federal court. ABC News says Democrats passed a resolution yesterday to allow it in what some are calling the most forceful action to date on the issue. Democrats want a judge to enforce their subpoenas in the hopes of getting the documents they've been asking for. Remember, some Trump administration officials have refused to hand them over. Like former White House counsel Don McGahn, who says he won't testify, as well as some other White House aides. Republicans are not happy about any of this. They say Democrats are changing the rules to get what they want. To be continued. Already, it seems to be a pretty nasty fight between President Trump and presidential candidate Joe Biden. The AP reports they were trading insults while both were visiting Iowa this week, an early voting swing state. But who exactly might take on Trump in 2020 is still not clear. In fact, the first Democratic primary debate is exactly 2 weeks away. We now know who will be asking the questions in that debate. NBC News is hosting it, and they've picked five journalists to moderate the two-night event. That's Lester Holt, Savannah Guthrie, and Chuck Todd, all from NBC News. Also moderating, Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, and Jose Diaz-Balar from Noticias Telemundo. The moderators have a lot of candidates to get through, 20 in total. 10 will be on stage each night. Remember, there are more than 20 Democrats running for president right now. So there are certain requirements to make it on stage. And if more Dems are eligible, there will be a tiebreaker. The first Democratic debates are June 26th and 27th. The deal between T-Mobile and Sprint may be in trouble. Several states now say it's a bad idea to let the two companies combine into one cell carrier, and those states have now filed a lawsuit to try and stop it. Bloomberg reports attorneys general from 9 states and the District of Columbia are worried the deal would hurt the competition, raise prices for customers, and cut jobs. Of course, T-Mobile and Sprint say not true. The companies, which are the third and fourth largest wireless companies in the country, say customers would have better service and prices would not go up, at least not right away. The lawsuit is a big setback for the two companies, especially because the deal just got support from the chairman of the FCC last month. Now all eyes are on the Justice Department. The DOJ and the FCC both have to approve the merger for it to go through. Big tech is back in the hot seat. Congress just started its own antitrust investigation. It's even bipartisan, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle pretty concerned. One of those concerns is how the tech industry has affected the news industry. The AP reports large media groups have said tech giants like Facebook and Google have forced newspapers to close or scale back their operations because tech companies have gotten more of the ad dollars. But Google says it's not the bad guy in all of this, claiming every month searches from its site send over 10 billion clicks to publishers' websites. A possible solution would be to break up the companies so they're not so big. It'll be a while until anything happens. Hearings will likely go on for about a year and a half. All right, expect a hot one on the West Coast today with record-breaking temperatures. ABC News reports temps will reach 100-plus degrees in parts of the West, like California. And already, AccuWeather reports San Francisco hit the triple-digit mark on Monday. It's hotter there than in Las Vegas. Oregon and Washington also can expect some record highs. More news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. We all know we're short on time, yet we try to be as productive as possible each day. Well, Blinkist helps you with both, letting you learn more in a convenient and efficient way. It turns out you do have time to read more books thanks to Blinkist. It's the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you into just 15 minutes, from self-help to business to history. 8 million people are already using Blinkist, including me. I love learning new things, but again, I'm busy. So Blinkist lets me fast-track my way to more information and self-improvement, giving me the choice to either read or listen. And when you sign up, I highly recommend checking out Factfulness. I read it on Blinkist, and it quickly explains how our world is actually doing better than many people think. Other great and popular books include Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now back to the news. A record-breaking win for the U.S. women's soccer team. The score was 13-0 to beat Thailand yesterday. Well, CBS News reports 13 goals is the most ever scored in World Cup history in both men and women's soccer. Plus, Alex Morgan scored 5 goals, tying the single-game record for points scored. The U.S. women's team is looking to win the World Cup for the second time in a row. They'll play Sweden next week. And by the way, this is happening while the best soccer team in the world right now is fighting for equal pay. Time magazine reports the national team filed a lawsuit earlier this year against U.S. Soccer, accusing the organization of gender discrimination, since they're paid much less than the men's teams. Facebook wants to pay you for your cell phone data. The Verge says the tech company made a new app called Study, where it pays people to monitor how they use their phones. Facebook tried something like this before, but got in trouble for it. TechCrunch says it was paying teenagers $20 a month to share data. But this app is supposed to be different. You have to be 18 or older to use it. You also have to have an Android phone to sign up. Also of note from Facebook, the social networking site is investing in solar, as in solar energy. The AP reports Facebook is partnering with a renewable energy developer to build what's believed to be one of the largest solar projects in the nation. It'll be in West Texas, and it's expected to be 5 times the size of Central Park in New York, and it's going up next year. We've heard a lot about Uber's electric air taxis, but now we're getting to see them for the first time. Business Insider says Uber unveiled the taxi prototype at the Elevate conference yesterday. Here are the specs. It can hold 4 passengers, looks like an airplane-helicopter hybrid, and flies up to 150 miles per hour, emissions-free. This is different than the helicopter rides coming to New York City. The Uber air taxis will cost about the same as an Uber Black ride and eventually could be cheaper than owning a car. Uber hopes to have its air taxis off the ground by 2023 in LA, Dallas, and Melbourne, Australia. Looks like Amazon is shutting down its restaurant delivery service called Amazon Restaurants. It was supposed to compete with Grubhub and Uber Eats, but it failed after 4 years. Amazon Restaurants delivered food to Prime members in more than 20 cities across the U.S., but in 2 weeks, it'll end. Experts say it likely failed because no one knew about it, and Amazon did not partner with big fast food chains like the competition did. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon already invested in Deliveroo, which is a British food delivery company, so Amazon might not be getting rid of food delivery altogether, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, that's it for today. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening. And before you go, can you do me a favor and share this episode with at least one friend today? The Newsworthy is an independent show that does not have the same marketing dollars as large news organizations. So every time you share or spread the word about The Newsworthy, it really, really helps. And make sure we can keep doing this show for you every weekday. So thank you in advance. And as always, we always provide links in today's show notes. If you want to read more about any of the stories we mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the sources right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.